Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Ghazal Faruqi stretched in her sleeping bag, opening her eyes to a brand new day. She couldn't wait to get back on her motorbike. The crisp air and open roads awaited her. Ghazal unzipped her tent and emerged into the morning, the rock walls and teal blue waters of Pakistan's Pir Ibrahim waterfall shining all around her in the bright morning light. Ghazal's father, Qazi, rustled in his tent nearby. Birds flew overhead as Ghazal pulled on her padded clothes and helmet and secured her camping gear to her bike. She scanned her supplies. Water? Check. Food? Check. Tire repair kit? Check. A lot of people on the internet didn't know much about Pakistan. They'd heard that it was dangerous, unstable, or unwelcoming. But Ghazal knew the beauty and wonder that her country had to offer, and she wanted everyone else to experience it too. Side by side with her father, hands gripping the handlebars of her motorbike, Ghazal would soon show the world her beloved Pakistan. I'm Amna Khan, and this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, a fairy tale podcast about the real-life rebel women who inspire us. On this episode, Qazi and Ghazal Faruqi, a father-daughter motorbike adventure team that's showing the world the beauty of Pakistan and that women can ride. Qazi Faruqi was always going somewhere. England, Canada, Thailand. He loved to travel and experience new places. And when he was home in Karachi, the largest city in Pakistan, Qazi preferred zipping around on his freewheeling motorbike rather than in the cramped quarters of a car. His daughter Ghazal gazed longingly as he zoomed away. Surely there was no better way to see the world than on two wheels. Ghazal knew her family was different than many families in Pakistan. Here, it was often the men who worked while the woman stayed home to raise the children. Because of this, many girls in Pakistan did not go to school at all. But luckily for Ghazal, her dad did not agree with these values. Qazi thought girls and boys should have the same opportunities to study, work, and experience the world on a motorbike. In fact, Qazi believed this so deeply that on Ghazal's 15th birthday, he surprised her with a very special gift. There, sparkling in the road before her, was an electric scooter. Sleek and speedy, the scooter became Ghazal's favorite way to get around. There were so many places she wanted to explore. As she got older, Ghazal's interest in riding grew. And when it came time for her to go to college, Qazi got her a more powerful scooter to zip around the busy city streets. Ghazal loved the independence and the small joys it brought to days filled with difficult engineering classes. But then Guzzle heard the kinds of comments that make women doubt their abilities and dreams. Voices called out as she sped by. Women shouldn't ride scooters. The voices bothered Guzzle. She felt eyes watching her as she rode through the streets and could sense their disapproval. Sometimes she worried for her safety and wondered if she'd get in trouble. But Guzzle knew what she wanted and had the support of her dad to encourage her. So you know what she did? She kept on riding. Not just to her classes, but also for fun. She started venturing into new neighborhoods and towns, learning the ins and outs of her home in ways she'd never known. It was exhilarating.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too. Hey, Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
Then, in 2020, Guzzle took her riding to the next level, on a multi-day bike trip with her dad. Finally, she would see the natural splendor of Pakistan that her father had always talked about. On this trip, they'd ride together so that Guzzle could learn the ways of the open road. Kazi loaded up his motorbike, and Guzzle hopped on the back. And then, the two set out on their first big father-daughter adventure. Kazi steered through the Karachi streets. City lights gave way to majestic valleys and meadows and evening skies teeming with stars. At night, Kazi and Guzzle set up their tents and tucked into sleeping bags, waking early the next morning to discover their next stunning landscape. For 11 days, they wound their way up gravel roads and through tight passes, Kazi sitting in the front and Guzzel riding in back, observing the way her father smoothly navigated the rough terrain. They pulled over often, gazing in awe at glistening mountain lakes and distant icy peaks. Guzzel and Kazi wished that others could experience this natural beauty with them. They dreamed of changing people's negative perceptions of Pakistan and showing just how magnificent the country could be. The following year, Guzzel officially traded her scooter for a bigger, more powerful motorbike. Riding with Kazi on his bike had taught her a lot about riding longer distances off roads. Handling a bigger motorbike was tricky at first. It was heavier, faster, and higher off the ground. A few times, she lost her balance and toppled over with the bike. Each time she gathered her courage, got back up, and kept going. She focused on improving her technique and learning how her wheels reacted to different gravel, dirt, and rocks. Guzzel and Kazi planned more adventures. They picked out new routes and found parts of the country they'd never seen. They had so much fun exploring, discovering, and even getting lost together sometimes. And then, something even more incredible happened. As they traveled across Pakistan, posting photos and videos online along the way, Guzzel and Kazi soon got tens of thousands of followers. Seeing Guzzel maneuver her motorbike up steep mountain passes, even hopping off to move heavy rocks and debris out of the way, challenged people's narrow perceptions of women and what they were capable of. Guzzel was independent, strong, beautiful, and comfortable in her own skin. And the amazing landscapes they shared were showing a different side of their beloved country, with their fans cheering them on, and their bond stronger than ever, the Farukis couldn't have been happier. Guzzel and Kazi continue to wake up each day with excitement and love for the open road. They are curious, kind, and thoughtful to each other and to all the people they meet on their journeys. Rather than being held back by social rules or stereotypes, they encourage everyone to experience all that their country has to offer. Because of her daring spirit, Guzzel is likely the first Pakistani woman to ever travel on some of her country's most exciting and dangerous routes on a motorbike. And together, their photos and videos have introduced their many followers to the natural splendor of Pakistan. Guzzel and Kazi challenge us to plan our next adventure, whether it's winding or mountainous, over rocks or river crossings. We may fall, or people might tell us that it can't be done. But when we get back up, despite it all, the world opens up before us. We can choose to follow our own paths and leave doubt behind, just like the dust in our rearview mirrors. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Amna Khan. It was produced and directed by Haley Dapkus, with sound design and mixing by Mumble Media. The story was written by Gina Gottsill and edited by Haley Dapkus and Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Eliza Kirby. Our executive producers were Joy Smith and Jess Wolf. Original theme music was composed and performed by Eletra Barjaki. A special thanks to Guzzel Farooqi, and the whole Rebel Girls team who made this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel.
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time. Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.